They said, one of the statements they processed today, they said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wasn't a man of justice. He wasn't a man of justice. Why he said that? Because he said he treated the non-Muslim in Medina in a different way than the Muslim. He did not spread justice in Medina after migrated from Mecca to Medina. He did not migrate it. And he said he always revenge against those who stand against him. They are wrong. They are wrong. They are wrong because the Quran, as the mother Aisha, she said when she described the Prophet ﷺ, she said, كَانَ قُرْآنًا يَمْشِي عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. He used to be like a Quran walking. What does that mean? It means everything from the Quran. The Prophet ﷺ, everything, his good manners, everything was based on Quran al-Azim and the ayat which he received from Allah Ta'ala. Let we see. He's a man of revenge. He's a man of injustice. That's wrong, because the Quran is the best example and best evidence. And the Quran came from Allah through the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, for example, I give you one area. As I described in a movie, with this man, and all his clothes was blood, and he holds a sword, he killed everybody. He killed the Yahud, he killed everybody. But look at the Quran, what did he say? First, we have to understand, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Medina, migrated, and he left his own town, Mecca, and he left to Al-Madina to build the Islamic state, Allah commanded him to make the hijrah, to migrate for Allah Ta'ala. طيب. When he entered Al-Madina, he were Jew. They were there. They living in Medina. Number two, were Christian. They were living in Medina. They were a non-believer, mushrik. Those who worship the islands and the statue, they were in Medina. All of them, and blast the Muslim. So when the Prophet ﷺ entered the Medina, he find all this kind of people. What did he do? Did he take, he order his companion, take the Christian and Jew and kill them? La wallahi. Wallahi, he never said that. And when he saw that the Christian, they have like a churches over the mountain, he said, this is what? He said, this is a house of worshiping. He said, belonging to who? They answer the people that dweller in Medina. The Ansar. They told them, Ya Rasulallah, this is belonging to the Christian. An-Nasara. The Christian. قال أبقوا عليهم, leave them alone. فإنهم أهل دين. They are a people of religion. ولكن ادعوهم. But he commanded the companions to do what? To invite unto them the Islam. But he never, they created war against Christian in Medina. The Jew, they were there. And you know what happened in history after he moved to Al-Madina? The Jew, they cooperated secretly with Quraysh in order to help Quraysh, his own people in Mecca, to come and kill the Prophet and kill all the Islamic states in the beginning. You know that. They cooperated, and Allah sent the great ayat to describe about the action of the Jew. That's what they're doing today. Who's taking the kiss to the court today? The Zionists in this country. They want to take it. They took it to the court, fighting in order. Yes, we have right to bring. So they don't care about Muslim. They won't let the people hate the Islam. But wallahi, they will spend their money and they will be loser. Wallahi, the Islam will be more and more. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Don't worry about that, because Allah supported this deen. We don't have any war. We don't worry about that at all. So, they were Jew. Were even some people like his own people also. They worship statues. He never killed anyone. He never declared anyone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Hamza has been killed, radiallahu anhu arda, Hamza, that is his uncle, the line of Islam, Hamza, his uncle, has been killed. And the day the kuffar, they took, as you know, they damaged all his body. They took his eyes out, they cut his ear, his two ear,
and the daughter of the daughter of Abu Sufyan, she took it and she used it as earring, right? Earrings. So he took it and they cut his belly, and she took the liver and she shoved it, and it's very, when she found it, it's bitter, tastes like bitter. Watch it, they throw it again. But look how is the jealousies and hate against the Islam and the people of Islam. The Prophet, when he saw his uncle like this, what happened? قَالَ وَاللَّهِ يَا عَمْ لَأُمَثِّلَنَّ بِهِمْ سَبْعِينَ رَجُلًا مِنْهُمْ. Wallahi, he give oath to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I will kill against my uncle 70 of them. 70 of them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he swear right away. Allah send right away the ayah to control the whole matter. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم سورة النحل دبي آية نمبر 126 آية نمبر 26 go and read it and read the translation by your own language. قال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإن عاقبتم فعاقبوا بمثل ما عوقبتم به ولئن صبرتم لهو خير للصابرين واصبر وما صبرك إلا بالله ولا تحزن عليهم ولا تك في ضيق مما يمكرون إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. This ayat came after Hamza رضي الله عنه وارضاه became شهيد and they killed. When the Prophet started to say, I will kill 70 of them, Allah said in the Quran, here you go. And if you punish your enemy, if you punish your enemy, and it is for all Muslim, the Quran revealed it to all Muslim. If you punish your enemy, right? Then punish them same way of that which you were affected. Same way. Somebody came in Islam, according to the rule in Islam, somebody came and he, for example, he cut my finger. The judgment in Islam to bring this one in justice with evidence, and we cut his finger only, not to go and kill him totally. La. If somebody, for example, busted your eye, so it is the same way you bring this one in Islam and should be treated the same way. That is the law. But look what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says to the believer, and I hope these people, they understand what is the Islam is. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَئِن صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ, and if you are patient, it will be better for those who are patient. Allah. That means from this ayah, Allah encourage the people before you go and you punish them at the same way they punished you. So Allah stopped the believer. If you were patient and you seeking the ajr and you leave it with Allah tabaraka ta'ala on the day of the judgment, it will be better for those who were patient. That means it is a great invitation for peace. Be patient, ya akhi, of that what. So now today, they accused our messenger with adultery. He's a son of adultery, accusing all his wife with adultery without any evidence. It change and fabricates. Then after that, we cannot do the same for any one of them. If you are patient, and that's what we do, we're not going to go revenge and punish them at the same way. But our punishment, it will come to show our action, our reaction, or patience, and we invite them. That is the biggest weapons against those who are against anti-Islam. And Allah, he told his messenger, wasbur ya Muhammad, be patient ya Muhammad, wama sabruka illa billah, your patience is only due to Allah. Put your problem with Allah. Allah, he will give you victory. The Prophet ﷺ, the Islamic State starts with one. How many Muslims we have today? Tell me. How many Muslims will die?
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1400 people were with him in Al-Hajj before he died. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about 80 days before he died. When after he performed the Hajj, he died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So now how many Muslims today we are? How many Muslims? And it's not stopped. It's every day. Every day. Every day. When I said last year, about one and a half billion Muslims, I got the correct number and said, no, not anymore. He became 1.23 billion Muslim. That's mean we increased. That's why these people, their calculation is wrong. When they found that Islam is growing day by day, they need to do something to stop the Islam, to make the people hate the Islam. But wallahi, the people, because we know in this country, there is a lot of just people. They will run to the Quran, they will run to the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, and when they read it, and they found the justice, and they found the peace, and they found the love for all humanity, what happened? They will become a Muslim, inshaAllah ta'ala. But be patient. Allah, He said that, وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Don't be grieved on them. لَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Because those who creating war against you, they try to damage you. Don't be sad, my brothers. Don't be grieved, because Allah tabaraka ta'ala will make this deen the first deen, inshaAllah ta'ala, in this country and all over. وَلَا تَكُ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِّمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. And don't ever be in hardship or you feeling bad of what they plan against you. That is the ayah, the best ayah for that. I'm going to take this ayah and we finish and we continue tomorrow, inshaAllah ta'ala. He said, Muhammad is not the man of peace. We give you actually the evidence. The second ayah came from the book of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Allah, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. Allah يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. إن الله فرلي الله تبارك وتعالى enjoins all al-adl. It means the justice. What does that mean? He command us to go for justice. That's our policy in this life. والإحسان. What is mean al-ihsan is? Al-ihsan meaning to be patient in performing your duties to Allah totally. When you performing, Allah command you, for example, to be ihsan. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. To be command you to be kind to your parents. Allah did not say to be in adl, in justice, but He said ihsan. Why that mean? Because you try to perform every kind of justice to favor your parents and to treat them kindly for Allah. You did not do this for them, you do it for Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So in general, ihsan, to perform the best you have for Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Perform the best in your duty to Allah. That's called al-ihsan. وَإِتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَ. And you giving who ذِي الْقُرْبَ. To help your kith and kin, your relative. You have to help them. وَيَنَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي. And this is will be our rest of the class tomorrow. The time is it's over. Inshallah, we'll continue this ayah tomorrow. And we'll perform that. Inshallah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala help all the Muslims everywhere. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give the victory for Islam everywhere.